Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up at 6.03 Thursday morning already. Our first winner in the 10K payday contest. It's Ryan Frank who won $1,000.
Oh my God, it's $1,000. John.
Well, yeah, typical guy. You got to tell your friends at work what you just won.
Oh my God, it's $1,000. John.
Well, come on, I'm buying lunch.
Guys, guess what? That's cool. That's great. He was at work. That's awesome. I like that.
And
I
Ryan,
like that.
Along with everybody else who entered the correct word within that time period last hour, you're all qualified for $10,000.
Yeah.
That we will announce that winner on Feb 5th.
This is the coolest.
So make sure you're listening. We have another code word coming up for you a little less than 2 hours from now, about 8 o'clock. So.
I hear you. I hear you, man.
You feeling me?
I feel you.
Woo!
I feel you. Okay. I do, man. You know what? It's pretty much, we're done with New Year's resolutions. Just wanted to let you know. So, people who want to work out and really stick with it, you can start back at the gym now because it's empty.
Yeah, nobody's there.
All done. They say this is pretty much it this week. Generally through about the end of January, but it's just really thinning out now. Mm-hmm. So, like the government, there's nobody. There's nobody there at the gym. Nobody at the gym.
Now would be the time to go to Washington because it's not crowded.
You're right. However, I don't know if some things are open or if there are going to be longer lines now. If they're not working. You know, if you want to see Lincoln talking, you might have to, I don't know if anybody's doing the remote control with him right now. I'm not sure. You've not been, have you?
Not in a long time. I was 11 years old last time I was in D.C. on that family vacation in the station wagon.
Yeah, a lot of presidents since then, Mike.
Yeah,
a lot of presidents.
Thank you. Good and bad.
I think I'm going to make a trip this year. My brother's out there, and I think I'm going to go back. I haven't been back in a few years.
Matt might be the guy, if you're going to go to Washington.
Oh, best tour guide.
He's the kind of guy you want to go see and visit and have you take you around.
Because you'll get the good tour, and then you get all the other stuff, too. Yeah. All the other cool D.C. and Arlington and all that stuff.
Don't mind about the tour. What's the other good stuff? Man?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the finest Italian restaurants, I'll tell you that.
Perfect. You too, huh? Cloudy, rainy. They say today high in the low 60s, but possibly some sunshine tomorrow. We'll take it. Low 60s, the high 52 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
He put a lot of people in jail, and now he might go to jail.
All right, we'll find out more about that story and other stuff in entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Former To Catch a Predator host Chris Hansen has been arrested.
What?
Yes. Charged with larceny. So he allegedly ordered $13,000 of ceramic mugs and t-shirts, like promotional stuff.
Yeah.
Wrote two checks. They were bad.
Oh.
And he's refused to pay for them. So,
well, what world is that?
I know it. Chris, you got to have some of that predator money. I mean, you got to have something.
Something.
Some of that journalist money. I mean, yeah.
So what does he do? Just write checks, willy-nilly? Or?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you don't know that there's the $13,000 isn't there. You thought I only have $12,000. And, they cashed it. Don't cash it.
Well, doesn't he go online, check his accounts, and transfer money? And
I don't know.
Well, but now I'm not going to pay it.
I hate when these, but yeah, except well,
who
forget
uses
it
checks?
Then. Well, exactly. Who even, unless you actually had to physically send it in.
Right.
Just get online. PayPal. Chris, PayPal. How about that?
Huh?
I don't know. I have to keep an eye on this story, though, because the irony. I love it. I'm glad it was just that.
Yeah.
Glad it was just that.
Wouldn't you love just to see him walk into a room?
Yeah, I know.
With somebody else sitting there?
I know. You wrote bad checks.
Yes. What? Does this look familiar and have to shove it across the table?
Know. How old are you? Jeez. Oh, man, welcome to my world. Meghan Markle visited an animal rescue yesterday in the UK, met with a lot of elderly volunteers. I don't know if you can hear what one of them said to her, but listen up.
Lord God, always bless you.
Thank you.
Welcome, all
a fat lady?
She called her a fat lady. She said, you're a lovely lady, and may the good Lord always bless you. And you're a fat lady.
Huh.
And Meghan Markle said, you know what? I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Phew. No, she's pregnant. She's pregnant.
Like
you
what?
Know?
6 months? 7 months?
Yeah, she's probably exactly right around there. Maybe okay. I want to say six-ish in
is that
there.
Is that something you would say to a
well,
pregnant woman?
Well, I don't
woman?
Know. I did. But, I, yeah, and I got right. in trouble for it, yeah. and I didn't. We'll talk about that later.
Next hour.
But she did take it as a compliment.
Good.
And in a lot of countries, that is. I mean, if you're too skinny in a lot of countries,
right.
I mean, it's like you're a demon.
Yeah.
You're just a demon.
Possessed.
So yes, exactly. As my grandmother used to say, you're healthy. You got to be healthy. I was healthy. I was a real healthy kid.
Yeah.
This is huge. A big happy birthday to Betty White.
Oh.
97 flipping years
what?
Old, Mike. I know it. Could we sing to her possibly?
Oh,
I don't know if we can sing to Betty. Or actually not sing to her, but we could play to
happy
Betty.
Happy birthday
oh, there
to
we go.
You. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Betty White.
There you go. That's Ed Sheeran singing.
Stepping in where Carol Channing left off,
aww.
Right there, 97 years
wow.
old. So Betty White and Keith Richards, you decide. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
You had mentioned Chris Hansen busted.
Yes.
Busted
yes.
for writing bad checks.
Jeez.
Last time we had him on the phone, asked him if people get nervous when he walks in. Here's one story he told us.
I remember one time about a year ago, I walked into a store in New York looking for an item, a gift item, and the guy was showing me through it, and he started to perspire, and he got nervous, and he said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah, absolutely. He said, do you have hidden cameras on me right now? I said,
no. The reason why
imagine.
I got all nervous and sweaty, are you writing a check?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jeez, dude, you're paying cash, right?
Right. At least a credit card or something.
Wow.
So.
Boy, I know a lot of guys were frightened whenever they even heard his name. Not that he necessarily did anything wrong.
Right.
What?
He would just be sitting there.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah. I know.
Kind of creepy. Last time he investigated the Mike and Carla morning show.
What you see is this picture of this whole other side of life. These people who get up every day and look for a crime to commit. This is how they get by. And the sheriff's department is, as you know, from living here, become very proactive going after these people to, you know, create a safer environment.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Well,
turnabout's fair play.
Yeah, well, exactly. Listen, got to have goals, right, Chris? Jeez.
Look who's in jail now.
Yeah,
busted.
No, potentially. Yes.
Writing bad checks.
Oh.
We were talking about the Vegas Golden Knights last hour. They play Saturday night against the Penguins, Pittsburgh Penguins. Are you up to date on this backlash on Fleury?
Oh, his wall.
His ice wall.
The wall he built?
Yeah, around the goal.
Knocked it down.
In the last game they played, where they lost 4-2, there were two open net goals against us that the Jets scored. But before he left the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, Morty, before he left the first time, he kind of...
He built an ice wall.
A little ice wall.
Yeah.
That the refs kind of noticed and found out and then kind of went over to our goalie, the empty net, and said... They started scraping it away.
Right.
Now, the thinking is, from Fleury, is if they shoot the puck down and it slows down enough, this little ice wall that probably the naked eye from even the stands couldn't see.
Right.
Would slow it down enough to where it wouldn't go in. And he built it outside the crease line.
Right.
Not the goal line. So for those people that don't know, there's the crease, the crease line that is that semicircle outside the goal. And then the goal line that goes along with the net.
Right.
That's called the goal line.
Okay.
All right. So there's a difference.
Got it.
So he built it outside the crease, which I'm thinking to myself. What a great idea.
Yeah, it is a great idea.
So they're on the bench. The refs find out. The refs come over to Gallant and our team's bench and tells Gallant, hey, listen. And even Fleury puts the glove over his face.
Like he was embarrassed.
And a couple of other players next to him are starting to laugh.
Right.
He got busted.
It was great.
But
it was
all these people are calling him a cheater.
Oh, he's not a cheater.
And I'm not a fan anymore.
Oh, shut
Can't
up.
Can't believe he did that.
Oh, you know what? And I'm sure I'll get in trouble again, but everybody shut up. Just shut up. Because if I were the goalie, I'd be dropping pennies down there. I'd be dropping pennies when nobody was looking.
If you're not cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, those fell out of my pocket.
He's trying to do it for the team.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we'll see if he has to do it again against Pittsburgh on Saturday night. Cloudy, rainy today. High in the low 60s. Same for tomorrow, except the sunshine's coming out, and it should be nice. About 52 outside right now. A few things we think you should know. Carla, we'll have that for you. Tomorrow night, Wendy's band, Days Run By.
Yeah.
They're going to open or be a part of a lineup that has it's JBJ versus GNR.
Yeah.
A Bon Jovi tribute band against a Guns N' Roses tribute band.
They
over
had
at the
to do
House
that.
Of Blues.
Had to do that because there are three letters for each.
Yeah.
So they had to do that.
Wendy has a great band.
It's a fun band. I have seen them and they're a lot of fun.
I think we're going tomorrow night. House of Blues.
Good. Very cool.
Jody goes, what time do doors open? I said 7. She goes, okay.
Right on. Yep. Yeah.
What time does Wendy hit the stage?
I just want to see And they start pretty much on time, too, which is nice.
Looking forward to it. If you're not doing anything tomorrow night, check that out. 7:10, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, YouTube has officially banned pranks and challenges that pose the threat of injury because of this Bird Box challenge. They pulled them off. They don't want to encourage people to get hurt.
Right.
And all of that. So you can pretty much, kiss the reason you used to watch YouTube goodbye. That's why people go to YouTube, isn't it?
Is that why?
That's exactly why they go.
What was the other game that people were playing that they were falling off the sides of buildings and mountains and stuff like that, looking for little points and characters?
Pokemon. Yeah, Pokemon Go. Yeah, that was, they were looking
getting
for
getting hit
the,
by cars and stuff
exactly,
like that.
They were just on their phones not paying attention. Yeah.
I mean, people died.
Yes, no kidding.
Playing
no
Pokemon.
Kidding. Well, Mike, speaking of video games, Morty, you know Fortnite. That's what they call a free-to-play game. Now, it's a little deceptive, but first of all, free-to-play. They made $2.4 billion last year. That's the most annual revenue of any game in history ever.
Wow.
Free to play. Because they get you hooked and you try to buy all kinds of extra stuff so you can move on those games. Mm-hmm. And Jody, I think, has played, what did she play? Candy Crush? Was she
all
playing that
time.
For a while? Where you
yes.
could, yeah. Yeah, but yeah. And it works. Free to play. $2.4 billion.
And I'm that husband that goes, are you
what
winning?
What are you doing?
Are you winning?
Shut up.
How did you do that?
Shut up.
Show me how you did that.
Yeah. Shut
you
up.
This is why I'm playing it.
Trying to play. Good old paper toss is free, people. Credit card companies asking Americans to all Americans, just destroy your statements once you pay your bill. Month of January, huge for identity theft because of all the spending done over the holidays.
Yeah.
So law enforcement, FBI, they're all saying just get rid of them. Shred them, whatever you have to do, because people dumpster dive. They'll go into your garbage to pull out your bills to get your information, so be careful.
How do you get rid of your paper bills? Like when you get them in the mail?
I have a shredder.
You do?
I do. I have a shredder.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a shredder. And then a friend of mine has a business where they do big shredding if I really need to get rid of a whole lot of stuff. But I have a shredder. I have two shredders.
You just don't rip it up, throw it in the trash can?
No, I don't. I'm not a big paranoid person, but that is so easy to do.
Wow.
So I do shred them. And it's a crisscross shredder, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Crisscross. Got to get the crisscross. Yeah.
You want to jump.
It does. Exactly. Wiki, 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 wiki. It is Thursday. That's just a few things you should know.
When's the last time you put your foot in your mouth?
Oh.
In front of a bunch of people. Last hour in entertainment news, we played that clip. Lady Markle.
Yes.
Is that how you refer
Meghan Markle. Yes. Yeah. Or the, yeah. Yes.
She's 6 or 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
She's visiting a home with elderly people.
Right,
and,
right.
And one woman had said, oh, you're the fat lady.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fat. This was in the UK, and yeah.
So it could have gone a different way.
And she said, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's was very proud.
Uh-huh.
Not so lucky for you. This is very sensitive, and it's very inside, but the fact of the matter is, the last time you put your foot in the mouth, whether it be just with one other person or in front of a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, So we have a meeting once a month, and it's like this kind of upbeat meeting, and one of our sister stations, and I'll say Amy is, she's pregnant, and yeah. She's the most fit person you will ever meet.
Great figure.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Awesome figure.
Yeah.
And at the meeting, I happened to make, everybody was, you know, giving, it's a give kind of, a give kudos meeting. And I happened to say, and on behalf of all the women here, Amy, thank you for getting pregnant and finally getting fat.
Yeah.
Baha, ba, ba, ba.
And people laughed.
Yeah, they did. And then it wasn't, funny. And needless to say, I got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
And I get it. Everyone's sense of humor is not the same, but you have to be very, and Wendy was like, pregnant women are, first of all, really hormonal.
Yeah.
And don't say that. Don't do that.
Well, thank you for telling me now.
And I got in a lot of trouble, right. And I'm sure people out there also are saying that was really stupid, Carla, you buffoon. But I did, and I got in trouble, but totally put my foot in my mouth. And
we should say since then.
Oh, yeah.
You and her have.
So everybody knows, Amy and I are really good. And she said, she's like, it just hit me wrong. I feel horrible. I feel fat. I just, ugh.
Yeah.
I said, well, listen. And I even said, you know what, when you have that baby, I'm buying you your first bottle of wine. And we really hugged it then.
Yeah,
I bet. I said, I'll get most of it because you'll just need a glass.
702-739-9636. Whether it be at a friendly gathering, maybe at work, or just out now, you know, where you're shopping or something like that. When's the last time you actually put your foot in your mouth where you couldn't get out of it? And then the more you talk, the more you just went, ugh.
You just kept digging.
Yeah. Yes. All right. The last time you put your foot in your mouth, Carla had a, well, doesn't happen very often.
Well.
Got busted.
I did. I was trying to be funny.
You were trying to be funny.
The comedian in me was trying to be funny, and it just didn't. It hit the person wrong.
Ended up in the principal's office.
Boy, yes, I did.
And you can't be the only one, though.
No, I'm not the only one. As a matter of fact, and just about putting your foot in your mouth, saying something stupid. Manuela says, I went to a new doctor, and I thought he was trying to be funny. He was talking in a really funny accent, and I said, okay, you can stop talking so weirdly.
Oh.
Turned out that was his normal voice, and I never went back. I was so embarrassed. Uh-huh. Now, Rebecca says, I am pregnant, and it's super obvious that I'm pregnant.
Right.
But I like making people think they're putting their foot in their mouth when they assume I'm pregnant and say, how far along are you?
Oh.
I say, oh, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, nice.
So just,
thank you.
That she says, though, just don't ever assume.
No.
That's all.
All right. Cam's on the phone. Cam, what happened to you?
Well, I was having a garage sale, probably 15 years ago, and I was in charge of watching it there for a stretch, and walks up there. I mean, I thought she was obviously pregnant.
Oh, boy.
She's looking at the baby clothes and stuff like that, so I thought I'd be just, you know, kind of helpful, encouraging,
charming.
And say, oh, hey, what do you do? Of course, she said, I already had the baby.
Oh.
And it's like, so I just tried to play it off and say, hey, what'd you have? She looked at me again and said, a boy.
Yeah.
That was it. So from then on out, I never asked that question because she was not impressed.
I think every guy has learned that lesson at one point in time.
And it's a harsh lesson.
It is. Because you ask once and then you never ask again,
right.
Even though you want to. And you know a woman is pregnant. You won't do it.
You know what? With Jody, I don't say a thing until I get confirmation from that person.
Right.
Said person who I think is pregnant.
Yeah.
Until they say something. I don't even care if Jody thinks she knows.
Right.
She'll say, oh, she's pregnant. You know what? I don't care what you think.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
waiting until she gives me confirmation.
Oh, I get it. You know how many guys rub my belly? Guess what?
By the way, we seem to be number one with animals listening to us.
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, we mentioned earlier, my friend's cats listen. Flap, Josie, and Skittles. They're
Flapjack.
Listening right now. Yeah, Flapjack. Flap for short.
Oh.
Michael says, I used to leave the radio on with you guys all day for my dogs, Brooks and Kenai. Rest their souls.
Oh.
I hope we didn't do it. Well, Michael, I hope it wasn't us.
At some point.
Hope it wasn't Crappyoke or anything like that.
If you've never met our newest member of the morning show, Morty is our producer. And we're so happy to have him here. Morty has a dog. Your dog's name is what? Switch?
Squish.
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 Yeah,
Squish. Squish. Yeah. And you have video access to your house where you could see the dog and make make sure everything's okay.
Well, it was more so to make sure that everything in my home is okay. Yeah. Not him.
I see. We're not worried about his wish.
But now it's him.
I think that's usually why people do it. Yeah.
Do you leave the radio on for him?
I leave the TV on. Yeah. I had a radio and it broke, so I got to get a new radio. But
what does he like to watch?
I leave it on Ion. Why? Because they have Criminal Minds. Yeah. They've got NCIS. Yeah.
Oh, so he's serious? He's into murder porn. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
No wonder
the
dog's all freaked out. And
No, he seems relatively calm, actually. Oh, I don't know. Okay. That might work for him.
We have to buy you an FM radio.
Little transistor.
Or something.
Little transistor for
Alexa,
Squish.
Does that stay on a long time? I mean,
Alexa will stay on. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'll stay on. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? We'll get you a Mike and Carla Alexa Amazon Echo device.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go.
You turn it on for Squish, right? Squish?
Yeah, we got connections. I'll buy it.
We can sneak in. We can sneak into the promotion office just like anybody else.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Rip one off.
That's very true.
Cloudy, rainy. Today they say high in the low 60s. Low 60s tomorrow. But the good news, sunshine is back. It's about 55 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a minute.
Everyone inviting their exes to their weddings. Heidi Klum will be the next one.
Oh, boy.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, guys, I totally made a mistake. It's my fault. It's my week, apparently. The code word is secret. 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 Get that in your head. I goofed. I'm a day ahead.
S-E-C-R-E-T. Secret.
I'm so sorry. Secret.
You still have a couple of minutes to do it. So enter it through the free KKLZ app or online, 96.3KKLZ.com. Hurry up. The word secret.
If I'm still here next week, it'll be a miracle. Secret.
What is going on
secret.
With you?
I don't know. I thought it was...
We just got done taking the foot out of your mouth.
I thought it was the 18th. I'm so sorry. Secret. Secret. A website says that Liam Neeson, Ben Affleck, Michael Fassbender, you're not going to believe this, are among the guys in Hollywood with the most impressive packages.
What?
Yes, there's a whole website on this. Leonardo DiCaprio, Shia LaBeouf, Terrence Howard, not so much, apparently. So. Wow,
I don't think you want to be on that list.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Yeah, the two short lists that I guess you're proud if you're on the first one, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Heidi Klum. She may invite her ex-husband, Seal, to her wedding. To Tom Collins is his name. Now, friends say that Heidi and Seal are really close. They share three kids.
Yeah.
Have a ton of respect for each other. Very good friends. And she wants him to be there. And she says he still means a lot to her. Wants to make sure that he's still involved in her life and the kids' life, and that she wants them to see that the family love that is still there. So,
oh, and by the way, could you sing us just once?
Yeah, can you exactly? You don't want to pay for
from
a band
a rose or something.
Yeah, you don't want to pay for a band.
Now,
do
we
you,
have a
Heidi?
DJ. He's got some tracks.
Listen, it's karaoke time. Come on,
woo!
Come on,
bring them up here.
Come on, do something, just something. Yeah. Farrah Fawcett. You remember that iconic poster?
I had it framed.
Yeah, I had it. I find out, Morty, you had it also.
Wow.
Yeah. And I said that to Morty that, you know, guys, of course, wanted her. Women wanted to be her. I had the wings cut in my hair.
Really?
God help. Oh, I sure did, Mike. Yes, I did. Well,
I don't mean to laugh. But.
Yeah. All right. Fine. She actually chose that bathing suit. The designer is Norma Kamali, who was quite big back then. She's still considered one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the suit and the poster are both in the Smithsonian, but Norma Kamali said it was a horrible suit. I thought it was.
Yeah.
It was awful. And Farrah Fawcett actually bought the suit. She liked it. And guess what? She had to make a lot more after that.
Oh, I bet.
It was kind of a mistake, basically, on her part. And so I know. American Style is a series on CNN, and Norma was talking about this. And it's about just that fashion and styles over time. But I bought a red bathing suit as well. Don't get the visual out of your head. Just move on. The word is secret. Secret. Secret.
Are you running in slow motion down the sidewalk?
Yes. Ow. 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 That's my painfully deep take. Oh, boy. Is it ever.
giving you a chance to win those tickets for Paul McCartney before he could even buy them with another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
I took a bag into a grocery store. The price is higher than the time before.
Old man asked me, why is it more? I said, you should have seen me with the poker man.
I had no money and I bet a grand.
Just in the nick of time, I looked at his hand.
All right, we got Kim on the phone. Kim, can you identify by title the song those lyrics are from?
Junior's Farm.
You
nice.
Right.
Done, Kim. Good job.
Woo-hoo. You got the tickets. Hope you're a big McCartney fan.
Definitely am.
All right, you're going June 29th, T-Mobile Arena. These tickets from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So we thank you very much for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should know about. Former NFL player in Florida caught a peeping Tom outside his house on Monday.
Oh.
Evidently, the guy was looking at his teenage daughter. Well, you know, you got to do your homework.
Yeah.
He's a former NFL player, and he's still in pretty good shape because he chased the guy down. Threw him down to the ground.
Love it.
Basically pinned him down until the cops came.
Yeah. So there you go. Oh, you're not going anywhere, mister. No. Get comfortable.
A guy of five bros got kicked off a Royal Caribbean cruise in the Bahamas when one of them jumped off the 11th floor into the ocean last week. You know, they're all high-fiving each other and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Well, the video went viral, but instead of, they got kicked off the boat.
Well, yeah.
Stranded in the Bahamas, banned from Royal Caribbean for life.
I love it.
And now it's gone. It's just blowing up, but they got escorted off.
They should have pushed them all off.
Yes.
From the 11th
Hey, bro.
Floor. Go ahead, bro.
Bro.
Here, hold hands.
What I don't get is he jumped off knowing that he would have to do extra work after he hit the water.
Right.
If he survived.
Yeah. I know.
To get back on the boat.
Huh.
Or ship, I'm sorry.
Hope there wasn't alcohol involved.
Yeah. Well, they were driven back by the police in the Bahamas and left behind.
There you go.
And now they are blaming the cruise line. For a disappointing cruise.
You know what? Dude, the cruise sucked.
Yeah.
After you jumped off the 11th floor and they got all ticked off.
Yeah, but you did it.
Totally
high five.
Sucked, yeah. Their food wasn't even good. Sucky cruise.
Way to go, Casey.
God, yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, Chad. Are you serious? Totally serious, Flip.
I jump off the ship.
I know.
11th floor.
I get all butt hurt, man. Stupid cruise.
Panties in a bunch.
Well, Ozzy Aziz. This was in Malaysia. Now, she caught a 4-foot alligator in her backyard. Sounds scary. No, she brought the gator inside, put it on her couch.
Aww.
It sat up against the couch with its back, you know, like you sit on a couch, watched television as she rubbed its stomach and took some selfies, posted them.
What?
Yep, and then she put the gator back outside. Typical girl.
Because that's normal.
Even in Malaysia. Yeah, Gator was perfectly comfortable sitting on the couch, watching TV.
Eating Cheetos or something.
Yes, exactly. We going to get pictures or what?
Let's watch The Notebook.
Hello? Yes.
We got to watch The Notebook.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Next thing you know, alligator's out.
Yeah. Well, he was. Wow. She released him after getting some pretty good selfies. So
nice.
And... has this ever happened to you guys? A cop in Mexico got a call to break up a threesome. turned into a fight between two women. You know how that happens.
Yeah.
And when he got there, he found out his wife was one of the women in the threesome.
No. Ouch.
Oh, all in good fun, huh? All
I three, hate when that happens.
I know, exactly. Now, all three were arrested for disorderly conduct. No word on how his marriage is doing. I'll bet it's doing great, actually.
I didn't know you were into this.
We're stronger than ever right now.
Rita, what are you doing here?
Exactly.
Why didn't you tell me this earlier?
Yes, I have handcuffs. Hello.
I can roleplay.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love it. Two feel-good stories right there.
Yeah,
it is Thursday. There's your other news.
Every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
talked about a lot of kidney donations. We see a lot of stories about that. But never to anyone this high profile. A guy in Pittsburgh named Michael Klimkos is recovering, doing well after donating one of his kidneys, well, to Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah. Back in the mid-70s, they were fraternity brothers.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, one of them now, Ott is his name, the one who needed the kidney.
Yeah.
He needed a kidney, and he works as a professional Santa Claus.
Oh.
And they lost touch after college, but they reconnected on Facebook like a lot of people have. Ott mentioned that he needed a kidney. He's on dialysis 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. Not fun. Well, his fraternity brother said, I want to help. Here's the man talking about it.
So on Facebook that I had put on there that I needed a kidney. And I told him that the way he could help is pass the word, I need a kidney. And he said, no, how do I become a donor?
For one thing, they play Santa Claus. And how do you say no to Santa Claus?
Yep, his name is Ott. You're not hearing that wrong. Ott Quarles. He says they may have been frat brothers 46 years ago.
Yeah.
But now he feels like he's actually gained a real brother after this.
Wow.
So I know.
Nice.
You know what? Sometimes Facebook is good for something, you know? Something positive, and I like to see that.
And there's some frat bros not jumping off a cruise liner.
No, that's not what you do.
They're donating kidneys and saving a bra.
Yeah. Yes, saving a bra.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:39 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Remember, anything you missed on this morning show, you can catch up, keep up with a condensed version of the show. Download the podcast of the Mike and Carla Morning Show, plus interviews, showbiz news, and more, 96.3KKLZ.com. Wendy Rush, going to keep you company throughout the workday. She'll have the next code word. Hopefully put $1,000 in your pants and qualify you along with everybody else who enters that code word in the 15 minutes for the $10,000 grand prize. Plus has Billy Idol tickets to give away, too. She'll do that at about 11:40. So make sure you check that out. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And we are back to wrap up the work week tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.